Prescriptionsmedicine.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former President Trump as Arlington National Cemetery Monday, visiting gravesites of soldiers killed when the U.S. pulled troops out of Afghanistan. ABC's Catherine Falder says the Trump campaign now facing criticism for taking video in an area where cameras are banned.
This is an area called Section 60. It's where recent veterans were buried. Now, NPR is reporting that there was a physical and verbal altercation. Now, the Trump campaign is denying that a physical altercation occurred, but they did, in fact, Trump's campaign posted videos capturing the moment of Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery at that specific area where you aren't allowed to film.
The Supreme Court today refusing to lift a sweeping block on the Biden administration's latest federal student loan repayment plan, known as SAVE. It reduces the monthly payments and speeds up the path to loan forgiveness. And extreme heat holding its grip across much of the country. Triple-digit temperatures causing many schools to cancel classes. This is ABC News. Athletes from all over the world gearing up for the start of the Paralympics, the opening ceremony now underway in Paris. Amanda Morris is a disability reporter for The Washington Post. She tells ABC News about the events to watch.
The men's wheelchair basketball team will be going for their third gold medal in a row, which would be a record. And they have a player on the team named Steve Cirio, and this is his fifth Paralympics. So if he's able to get a third gold medal in his last Paralympics, it would be really such a great way to end his career.
The Summer Paralympics run through September 8th. The world's biggest food fight underway. Thousands in Spain taking part in the annual La Tomatina Festival, where participants throw 120,000 overripened tomatoes at each other, literally turning the town red. The festival thought to have started in 1945 after a fight broke out. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will appear on the November presidential ballot in Wisconsin despite asking for his name to be withdrawn. Wisconsin Elections Commission Vice Chair Mark Thompson.
If you're going to get into the game, then you have to stay in the game, but you're not going to be able to cut a last-minute deal with someone and try to play games, which is, I think, what's happening here.
Republican appointee Bob Spindell was the lone vote opposed to leaving RFK Jr. on the ballot. The commission also voted to put Green Party candidate Jill Stein on the ballot. An effort to restart a twice-failed recall of State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has stalled out.
The state Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected a request from the Recall Voss effort to hear arguments directly, saying they must go through the normal process of lawsuits in lower courts. That effort, led by supporters of former President Donald Trump, failed two separate times to correctly gather enough signatures to trigger a recall. A Dane County judge and the State Elections Commission both tossed out that second attempt after organizers gathered petitions from outside Voss's district. Raymond Neupert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State officials announced a new plan for tax credits that fund low to moderate income housing in Wisconsin.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Authority say the qualified allocation plan includes changes to use the federal and state tax credits effectively and to reach as many communities as possible. That includes redefining categories that promote resource distribution, modifications to the competitive and non-competitive application process, and updating and revising scoring categories to respond to the current state of the housing market. According to the governor, WEDA awarded $69 million in federal and state tax credits during the 2023-24 period to create more than 2,900 affordable housing units. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warmer, and a little muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and evening. Some could be strong, highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful weather ahead Friday through Labor Day, with sunshine, highs mainly in the 70s. Good news and good deals can be found at goodnewsminnesota.com. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Day number two from the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. We are with our friends at BASF here today for AOA, Agriculture of America. Thank you for joining us. Jesse Allen with you here. We're going to have a great show today. We're going to be talking about a lot of innovations, products, and more from the folks here at BASF throughout the program today. Nice sunny day here for day number two of the Farm Progress Show. Also coming up in segment two, we're going to talk equipment with Andy Campbell of Tractor Zoom. He's going to be stopping by for a conversation as well. So a lot to get to here on the program today. Thank you for being with us. Let's kick things off. Let's not waste any time. Talk a little bit about some of the new innovations and more that BASF is bringing to the marketplace. First up, Head of Seeds and Traits for BASF, Brian Perry. Brian, thank you for being with us here today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Jesse, thanks for stopping by the booth.
And also Head of Marketing for Crop Protection, Brady Spangenberg, is with us. Brady, good to talk with you as well. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, let's jump in. And I think, of course, you know, BASF, when I think of BASF, long legacy, rich history, a lot of innovation, a lot of products that you guys have brought to the market to try and make the lives of farmers easier. I mean, and I know you guys talk about that a lot with folks as they come through, a lot of that legacy and that innovation, and it continues to evolve as you go throughout the years, doesn't it, Brian?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we're most proud of, Jesse. You think about, you know, helping farmers do the biggest job on earth. Most would think about the innovations on crop protection. You think about our fungicides. Think about recently things like Revisol. You go back way back in time, Kixor herbicide technology. But now, like I'm talking about, a new soybean breeding program. Who would have thought about BASF and seed? But here we are at Farm Progress launching new genetics, new traits to complement our already strong crop protection innovation pipeline.
Absolutely. I want to talk about that new breeding program in a second. Brady, your perspective on how you guys continue to evolve and different products and more, whether it's on the crop protection side, et cetera, for BASF, all the different things you guys keep doing.
I think the key for us is when you hear innovation, sometimes people think we're just spending on folks in a lab. And that is true. We spend, you know, significant amount of dollars on R&D every year. Almost 10 cents of every sale that we make goes back into R&D. But what we're highlighting here at Farm Progress is that we also think of R&D in terms of local agronomy. So the breeding program and the testing that Brian and the seeds team is doing, the demo products that our crop protection team is doing, we're highlighting over 250,000 acres of demo and research plots being done this year. And that's probably in all the major ag states, all across the country, whether it's Sertain herbicide for corn growers or Revex Fields fungicide performance demo trials for all row crop growers. So we also take innovation down to that grower level, and that's really important for us to show how it works and where it works.
And you mentioned Sertain. I know we're going to talk more about that later in the show, one of the new products out from BASF and Zatavo, as well as another one. And, you know, you mentioned this, Brian, the new breeding program, 12 new soybean varieties. Am I understanding that correct?
Yeah, so for the first time, we'll have 12 varieties coming through the BASF program. Today, what's interesting is that 98%, a little over 98% of all the soybean genetics sold in the U.S. market today come out of four breeding programs. So that feeds 160 soybean brands. So we are excited to bring something new, differentiated, broader to help growers push yields even higher.
Well, and I think about that. Obviously, we got so many different diseases and pests and things like that we have to fight out there. And that's why you guys have to stay ahead of the game when it comes to seeds and traits to make sure the right products are out there in the field, right?
100%. You think about seed, that's the first major branded decision a grower makes. It's actually the biggest overall branded decision they make, and it sets the stage for the rest of the year. So making sure you're providing, you know, high yielding genetics that can deal with different environmental conditions, different soil types. Brady talked about every farm's different, right? So we've got to do a lot of testing. We're talking a lot about soybeans, but what's unique and fun is that, you know, we also have a very strong canola franchise. We're the market leader in North America in canola hybrids, and we have an extremely strong presence in cotton, and we're also innovating there. So it's really broad, and we're excited to put it to use in soybeans as well.
Well, and Brady, I think about this, you know, Ryan mentioned it, seed is that most important, but then I think 1A on the list is you got to have a good crop protection plan to go along with whatever seed you're putting in the ground, right?
Absolutely, and that plan needs to be robust, and it needs to be able to manage the craziness of the spring weather. 2 to 4 field work days in May across most of the U.S. this year. That means most growers and retailers had only 1 or 2 opportunities to make a field pass. And it needs to be the right brand.
It definitely needs to be the right brand. As we are talking with BASF here today at the Farm Progress Show, and I think about, again, that innovation. And I think that's really key to hit on, especially as we're in a downward commodity price cycle. Mm-hmm. A lot of farmers going to be making key decisions here in the next several weeks. And so I think just to reinforce again that you guys are continuing to evolve and bring products to the market to help growers and hopefully help make some of these decisions easier, right,
yeah.
Brady?
The decision is often, can I get by with? You know, that's the question going in everyone's head. And it's not just can I get by with saving on what I'm spending, but we talk a lot about how you're spending those dollars. So can I get by with a 1 versus 2 pass herbicide program? Well, it just depends. If your 1 pass, you're hoping to hold all through, you know, rainy and hot springs are going to flush those weeds. And so we really talk about how to get to the end of the season. And in partnership with Brian, you know, we've seen a lot of our demo plots yield 100 bushel soybeans. And really talking about the how to get there much more so than the what.
And that's very important, isn't it, Brian? It's figuring out how to get there and getting the job done as best as you can.
Yeah, it's really the production approach. And I like what Brady highlighted when you think about the ROI. I think we all are aware of the challenges when you look at commodity prices. You take Mother Nature. But you need to really focus on the best agronomic package to help get the most yields. I've been in ag my whole life. 5th generation of my family involved in farming. Been with BASF for 26 years. I don't meet too many farmers that say, hey, I want to buy the cheapest products. Now, they want the best products, at the best price, but those are different things. And that's our job to really innovate, bring the best products forward, show them how to use them in a really good, comprehensive system. You know, as Brady mentioned, the number of trials we do, and as we started off talking about Citava, what we're excited about, the foundation, through lots of testing, 5,000 independent trials we did the past 2 years, our Citava soybean lineup is yielding 3.4 bushels higher than the competitors on average. Then you layer in our residuals, you layer in our Revisol plant health brands to take that up. That's what we're focused on to help get to that 100 bushel plateau.
And absolutely. I think the same on herbicides, you know, we think about the what, you know, what am I spending on my weed control program? But really, if you only had 2 days to get your weeds under control, it's how to get your crop to canopy. And I think that's where Sertain herbicide comes in, that long-lasting residual control all the way into crop canopy, and that really lets your plant grow.
Gentlemen, great discussion. Appreciate it. Ryan Perry, Brady Spangenberg with BASF. Thank you guys for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.
Very much appreciate it.
All right. We'll have more from BASF here at the Farm Progress Show on AOA coming up. Next, though, we'll talk with Andy Campbell from Tractor Zoo. Back with more right after this. Every Tuesday, we'll be sitting around the table sponsored by CHS. Join us and learn how CHS creates the vital connections that empower agriculture, helping farmers and ranchers like you succeed. We'll hear from different voices from throughout the cooperative system, sharing stories about how good things happen when people work together. Join us around the table every Tuesday or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And as we continue here on AOA, broadcasting live from the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, day number two, we are with our friends at BASF. And we're going to talk more about some of their new innovations and new products coming up here in just a little bit. But right now, we want to turn our attention to the equipment market. Oh, man, there's a lot of brand new iron sitting out here on the showgrounds at the Farm Progress Show. Let's get an update on some of that equipment and some of the latest in the equipment market. We found Andy Campbell from Tractor Zoom. He's joining us here on the grounds live. Andy, it's good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Jesse, I'm doing well, and I'm excited. This is actually my first Farm Progress Show ever.
Really?
It is. I know.
I would not have guessed that, no. Honestly.
Yeah, it's probably the fact that it's been in the backyard for so long that it's like, I can always go to it. And I'm glad that you actually provided this this reason for me to get off my butt and actually come now.
Well, and I'm glad you said something, too, because I always enjoy our conversations, and we go way back, and it's been fun to talk equipment with you here on AOA over the last year plus now. Thinking about the show up here, I know you, you're going to be able to get around today and take a look at things. What are you excited to see? And I've seen plenty of the new and latest and greatest from all the different equipment companies out here at the show. Mm-hmm. What are you most looking forward to seeing here today?
Yeah. What I mean, there's going to be a ton of new technology. Everything out here is shiny. But I think given the farm economy that we're in,
yeah,
I'm really looking for an emphasis on proven technologies and also those technologies that save in labor costs. And so I know there's going to be a lot of neat gadgets out there, but those that can save in labor costs and make farms more efficient over the next couple of years, I think that's really what might shine up here.
And I know we got a big on-site online auction happening. That's another piece of the puzzle this year, the show. Mm-hmm. And really, you mentioned the farm economy, and whether it's looking at an auction on the grounds or looking at a new piece of equipment, folks really got to take a look at that bottom line. They got to really look at the books, I think. And that's a lot of the concern I'm hearing from folks is that they're not wanting to spend any money necessarily right now.
Right, right. They're being appropriately, you know, judicious with their money, which is good. It doesn't mean that you might not buy anything. It just means that you're going to really evaluate what you want to buy. And I'm glad you brought up the auction, too. Van Wall's having their inventory reduction auction here on site. And so for me, selfishly, I'm coming here for a little bit of that because I've been tracking all these equipment categories and Van Wall's lineup of equipment that they have at this auction. It's diverse, and it's exactly what I've been tracking. And so while some other people are coming here to learn about tech and everything that's an ag, I'm coming here to see what numbers drop today and tomorrow. I think it's going to be really telling in this market.
And that's I'm glad you brought that up because I have seen on social media as of late, I know we talked about this, and I don't want to stay on this point too long, but the depreciation of, say, the new X9 combines,
right,
how quickly those have fallen in value. That's pretty eye-opening.
It is. It's a little startling when you see that. Now, the one thing I've got to tell people is you see the worst of the worst. Like, the most eye-catching stuff is what makes social media, right?
Sure.
You're not
going to
see something that drops 3% and then it's not going to get shared.
Yeah.
So you do have those things. And so what I'm able to do with the Tractor Zoom data is I'm able to sift through all that noise, find the averages of what it is truly dropping. And it is dropping. Maybe not to the extent that, you know, those 1,000-plus Twitter posts are getting. But it is dropping, and it's really driven a lot more by the supply in the market right now.
Yeah.
Demand is down across the board. And so when I look at economics on this, that if demand variable is constant, then it's down, then it's supply that varies. And it's supply of those X9 combines, it's supply of all these row crop tractors, utility tractors. That is what's making the difference right now.
Let's talk tractors, because last time you and I spoke, we didn't really get into the tractor side of the market too much.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there are a lot of tractors here on display. What's some of the latest you're seeing just in the tractor segment of the equipment market right now?
Right. Yeah. If you're going to study the economics of this, I think the tractor, you know, from lower horsepower to higher horsepower, that really is a good array to study. So starting with like the utility tractors, the supply is actually down now about 12% year over year. And so from a dealer's perspective, it's heading in the right direction. Their month-over-month supply changes, they've been down 9 out of the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
So again, all good moves for the dealer side. And because of that, the values are only down about 5%. and even good tractors with loaders might even be similar to what they were earlier in the spring. Now, if you have a more commoditized type of tractor, you know, no cab, no loader, those things are maybe down 10 to 15%. But all in all, those utility tractors, they're holding steady until you get to more of a commoditized older one, and they're seeing some downward pressure.
All right. We're talking with Andy Campbell from Tractor Zoom here, and you mentioned the utility tractors. What about the small to large horsepower, the row crop tractors,
right?
You know, that bread and butter that we want to look at, and that's, you know, what I would consider the bread and butter anyway. What are you seeing on that side?
It is. Yeah, and those are probably the most important ones to focus on right now because they're vital for operations. They're vital for dealers selling those. The smaller row crop tractors, the supply is actually straight on the same as it was last year. And because of that, when you look at those low hour models, really good quality models, some of those are flat. You'd think they'd be down, but they're selling the same right now that they were selling in the spring. And so I think that's just showing the supply's flat, values are flat. Now, once you get older, if you've got something with 2,000 hours on it, yeah, you're going to see a price reduction there on those smaller row crop tractors. So for those, supply and demand is holding up. It's when you get to the large row crop tractors, that's where it gets really interesting. And especially, I know there's 8R410s that are being auctioned off here at this Farm Progress Show. And the supply for all large row crop tractors, that's actually up 20% year over year. Despite all the dealers' efforts to have some liquidation auctions to really incentivize the movement, they're still fighting that supply. And because of that, what we're seeing is, like with the 8R410s, they're down 7% just in the last 2 months.
Wow.
They're down 14% year over year. And so until that supply chain gets righted, that I think we're still going to be having some downward pressure on those larger row crop tractors.
Well, I know, of course, you know, the used market's one thing. The new side is another. I'm hearing chatter, too, about a lot more leasing going on. Are you hearing a lot of that, Andy?
I'm not able to field the questions fast enough on leasing. Determining lease residuals, and it happens anytime that the market shifts because you no longer have a predictable model to say, hey, what is this going to be worth at the end of 2 years, end of 3 years? I fielded three questions from the partners that we work with just this week already, and I'm probably going to have a couple on-sites coming up here soon just to help everybody figure out, okay, what is the best model to figure out leases. And it goes from a lender side, from a dealer side, from a farmer side. It's in demand, and it's not an easy equation to figure out.
So I think about all this, and you guys have a ton of data and insights on TractorZoom.com.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether folks are looking there, asking direct questions, whatever the case is, what do we do with all of this info that's out here right now? How do we navigate this down cycle in the ag economy when it comes to the equipment we have on our farm? I mean, some folks might just say, well, I'm just going to fix what I have and I'm not buying anything. That's one way. Or other people might say, well, I have to get something. How do I get it and be fiscally responsible? So, I mean,
right.
What do we do with all this info, Andy?
Yeah. First, data and knowledge is power. And so it helps for you to know what the value of your fleet is. It helps for a loan renewal season, and it helps if you're going to add an additional item to your fleet. So one of the free things that we do on TractorZoom.com is you can set up a profile. You can put in your fleet, and you can get an estimate of what the auction value is, what the retail value might be for those pieces of equipment, all in aggregate. And I did mine 2-3 years ago now, and so I can even track those individual pieces. So that's the one key piece. The other piece, though, is because this is a great time to add a piece of equipment to your fleet if it's needed, I'd go in and talk to a dealer, possibly go at an auction if you can find the piece of equipment, but talk to a dealer, and a lot of our dealers will actually use Tractor Zoom Pro, their version.
Mm-hmm.
They'll use it right in front of the farmer. They'll show them all the auction values that have happened. They'll show them all the dealer listings so you both can be on the same side of the table, have transparent data, and come to a good negotiated solution on that piece of equipment that you need.
We got about a minute. Anything final you would want to share or reiterate with folks listening in as you're looking at this current equipment market?
Yeah, like I said, it's the supply and demand. Demand is obviously down, and it's going to be down. I mean, I don't think there's going to be a big resurgence in commodity prices anytime soon. So that's what we're paying attention to. And then, you know, outside of the tractors that we talked about, combines are always interesting. And I continue to watch, especially those S780s.
Mm-hmm.
Those things have been in oversupply in the market for the last 2 years. But what I'm seeing is that ship is starting to right itself. The supply is actually coming down under control. And so I think the drop in these Class 8 combines is going to come to a close here sooner rather than later.
I'd say you're quickly becoming our lead equipment expert here on AOA. And
I appreciate it. This is a blast. I can do this all the time.
I appreciate you always being willing to come on the show and share with us your insights and more. TractorZoom.com for all the details. Andy Campbell, Director of Insights for TractorZoom. It's good to see you here at the Farm Progress Show, buddy. And we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, in a couple of weeks.
Likewise, Jesse. Thank you.
All right. Coming up here, we're going to have more with our friends at BASF as we broadcast live from their tents here at the Farm Progress Show. Day number 2 in Boone, Iowa rolls on after this here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Milk markets were mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, September milk down 49 to 22.09, October down 34 to 22.49, November down 14 to 21.97, December milk up 16 to 21.14. Live cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as there was not fundamental support to help support the markets, and so that led to a bit of a sell-off. Box beef prices were lower. The feeder cattle complex was mixed, lower in the nearby months due to the lower live cattle markets, but higher in some of the deferred markets as there's still some activity in the countryside for calves. Hog markets, meanwhile, close to mostly higher. The nearby month was lower on a bit of profit-taking, but deferred contracts higher due to continued strength in some of the pork cutout values. August live cattle down $1.42 to $183.75. August feeder cattle down 65 cents to $243.55. October hogs down 40 cents to $81.67. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans mostly lower with outside influences negative, continuing to pressure the markets, even though the export wire saw 100,000 metric tons of corn sold to Colombia. Soybeans also moving up, mostly lower. Some beneficial weather, especially in the eastern soybean belt, support or pressuring the prices. Wheat markets higher due to weakness in the dollar and higher MATIF wheat prices. New crop 25 corn down 1.5 to 432.75. New crop 25 beans down 4.75.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
And Ranchers Informed, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA as we broadcast live for the Farm Progress Show. We are with BASF here today for Agriculture of America. And joining us now, we're going to pick up the agronomic side of the conversation a little bit, talk more about some of the new products from BASF and much more. Joining us first, Jeff Mueller, agronomist with BASF. Jeff, it's good to talk with you.
Well, you too, Jesse. Good to see you today.
And Nate Quam, tech rep with BASF, joining us as well. Nate, how are you?
I'm good. Good to be here.
Great to have you guys with us. And kind of what we talked about a little bit in the first segment, a lot of the innovation and a lot of the work that you guys do behind the scenes at BASF to bring new products to the marketplace to help farmers and bring new innovations out there. And I know from an agronomic standpoint, that is so key as we try to stay ahead of various diseases, et cetera, right, Jeff?
Yeah, you are correct.
Talk about that a little bit for us. And just I know there's been a lot of work on the soybean breeding side. There's been a lot of, you know, new germplasms you guys are working on, Zatavo, of course, things like that. Talk about some of the latest and greatest that you guys have really been talking with farmers about here as we've gone through this year, get ready for next year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Jesse. Yes, at BASF, we launched our new brand, Zatavo Soybeans, here a few years ago. And going into 2025, we are excited to be launching our first exclusive germplasm to BASF. It's going to be exclusively in the Zatavo bag. And the beauty thing about it is it's going to bring a nice new diversity of germplasm into the industry. If you kind of look at the industry right now, it's always been about 98% of four companies make up about 98% of the germplasm that we have out there or has been in the U.S. And BASF's bringing in a new, completely different germplasm into that game. And by doing that, we're going to bring in more diversity through that standpoint, but we're also going to help bring in some other traits. We're going to help bring in some other environment where we have environmental conditions. So we're going to bring in some things like white mold tolerance and diversification through there, and really help bring in an additional yield jump that we can see through our lineup we have out there. What we've done over the last 5 years with our exclusive germplasm, we've seen about a 3/4 of a bushel gain per year over the 5-year average. In the industry right now, it's roughly about a little less than half a bushel. So again, we're seeing a market improvement from there. Going to bring some new traits and really going to help bring a nice new bean portfolio to the farmer out there to help meet some of those needs that we're currently experiencing and we're going to be looking at going forward. So really, really excited about that. You've kind of always talked about it like it's a deck of cards.
Sure.
Right now, currently, you have that deck of cards and all you're doing is reshuffling the deck, but you still got the same cards, right?
Yeah.
We're actually bringing in new cards into that deck and help diversify that portfolio and bring it through there.
And I think about this too, Nate, keeping those, for instance, Zatavo beans, keeping them clean out there in the field. That's another big aspect of this as well, that BASF has a lot of products that kind of go under the whole umbrella there when you're using, say, Zatavo soybeans.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a very diverse crop protection portfolio. You know, when I think about keeping soybeans clean, I really think about residual products like Outlook and Zidua. Those are really important products to go out there with a good pre, say, a Zidua Pro, and then come back with that post-application with your Liberty, whatever your knockdown is, and put another layer of residual out there. Because when you think about water hemp, which is a weed that most of us battle, it germinates for a very long duration, right? So if you go out there for your post-application and you don't have a residual out there, that's when you see that water hemp peeking up above those beans about this time of year. So we wanted to make sure we do that. We're also innovating, bringing new herbicides to market. Liberty Ultra will be one that we'll be launching next year. It's a resolved isomer Liberty product, so kills the same way as today's Liberty, but with 25% less volume. So just gain efficiencies with that. We'll also have some residual tank mixes coming out with Zidua down the road, too, that'll help with that soybean acre.
I think about this, guys, and I've heard this time and time again, that, and I like to say it, too, on the show as well, when I'm talking agronomy, you know, we all know this, every field is different.
Yep.
So that's why it's important to work with your agronomist, your tech rep. You have essentially a team around you to help you maximize every acre you have, right, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you think about it, when working with your agronomist and your tech service rep, we're the boots on the ground. We're working with the products in the field. We're doing the testing. We're looking at a lot of things from there. So we're understanding how those products are working in those farmers' backyards and knowing those environments that they fit in. From the soybean side of it, looking at high pH, you know, is high pH an issue? So trying to test it for high pH, looking at what we have for white mold. What are we seeing out there for sudden death? How does it work in some heavy, wetter soils? How does it work in a no-till? Is it something that we can plant early? Also knowing the structure of the plant. Is it something that we can put in at 100? Do we have to have 150, 160,000 seeds per acre? Is it something that we can go to 120? But again, doing that testing locally, having agronomy local, really helps bring an advantage to that farmer, because we're understanding that ground, we're understanding their soils, we're understanding their concerns and the environmental conditions they have to handle, and we're marketing, and we're not marketing so much, but we're looking at our soybeans and trying to position them to where they're best going to return an investment to the farmer from that standpoint.
Sure. And I think about this, Nate, you know, you walk across the road from one field to the other, and you might have a different, you know, so many day product in one field and then maybe a couple extra days in another, or planting dates might be different, things like that. So that's, to Jess's point, why you got to work with everyone, that local person, to really help you out.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing is to have a plan, develop a plan with your BASF rep, and stick to the plan, you know. Especially this year, we had really broad planting windows, so making sure we had that residual in the second pass is important. Rows were closing, you know, very slowly. Also, planning that fungicide application with your soybeans and your corn, and sticking with it. You know, sometimes I think people waver a little bit with looking at commodity prices, but really, if you look at the ROI on our fungicides, they pay, you know, year in, year out. So make a plan, stick to the plan would be my best advice.
Jeff, from your perspective from the agronomy side, what else is top of mind for you? What are you really hearing from folks here at the show this year, or just in general as we go through this growing season? And, you know, what are you telling them in terms of what you guys have the BASF lineup, I guess? I mean, I'll throw it to you that way. What are you hearing from farmers right now?
So, you know, obviously we've heard comments on commodity prices going out there.
Sure.
But, you know, a lot of it is, you know, finding products that are fitting their fields, you know, some disease standpoint. You know, we're at that time and phrase right now where the diseases start showing up. We hit that April time frame and that. So some white mold questions have come up, some sudden death. Honestly, in those cases, I thought it would be worse than what we've seen so far. It's coming up in spots. But, you know, in general, a lot of them are asking the questions, you know, what do you have, and how does this bean help me on my farm to get my biggest yields out there and help meet any concerns that I have? And that's one of the beautiful things about farmers. They're very inquisitive, but they're a sponge, and they always want to know more knowledge and know, you know, what can I do next year to make my crop better, or what can I implement from there? So they're always open and always willing to listen to some of the stuff we have to say and take new ideas home to the farm.
Absolutely. Nate, from your perspective, are you hearing a lot of the same things right now?
Well, you know, we've been talking a lot about soybeans, but I'd like to flip over to corn here for a minute. We're seeing some pretty good disease pressure in corn this year. We had moisture. We've been dry the last couple of years. This year, we were really set up to see some disease pressure. And I talked about having that plan earlier, and the guys that stuck to their plan, sprayed that VT application of Eltima, I think it's really going to pay this year. We're seeing a lot of tar spot, a lot of southern rust come in. And the other thing I'd like to remind everybody is, especially with a disease like tar spot, it's polycyclic. So as we continue to have the wet conditions, it continues to cycle. You're going to spray that with your fungicide. You're still going to see some tar spot. That doesn't mean your fungicide didn't do its job. You're still going to have a nice preservation of yield from that fungicide application, even though you might see a little bit of tar spot at the end of the year.
And I think to kind of tie this all back together, what you guys are talking about, whether it's corn or soybeans, all the different stuff that BASF has in its lineup, that legacy of innovation as we fight new diseases that are emerging, tar spot. I think about SCN and soybeans too. You mentioned white mold, SDS, etc. You know, IDC is another one in beans, or corn rootworm, or whatever the case is. There's so many things out there that we've had around that are evolving, or new things that are showing up, and that's why you guys, you know, work closely as a broad global company to work with farmers at the end of the day to help them be successful, right, Jeff?
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's and that's the beautiful thing about BSF. If there's one thing you can say about it, innovation is one of the words that come to the top of mind, but it's innovation. But we really have a nice collaborative team that works together and bounce things off of each other. And our goal is to find a solution for the problem, and it takes a whole team to do that.
Absolutely. Nate, final thoughts from you here as we wrap up real quick. What do you want folks to really kind of take home today?
Well, I think we've got a pretty good crop out there overall, but I would, you know, advise growers to get out in their fields. If you have some corn where you have seen some disease, check your stock quality, maybe plan your harvest. You might want to hit some of those fields earlier. But, yeah, overall, I think we're looking for at rounding out the year with a good harvest.
Jeff, final thoughts from you?
Final thoughts. The potential's there on these soybeans. If we could catch a little bit more rain, we got some top end in some of these spots. But, you know, Nate hit it spot on. It's staying with the plan, getting out, looking at things, and getting things scheduled to timely harvest and a safe harvest.
So. And I'm sure if folks can't make it to the Farm Progress Show, if they want to learn more about Zitavo or any of the other great products that you guys have at BASF, their local agronomist, their local tech rep, et cetera, online, a lot of great ways to get in touch, right?
Absolutely. You can always contact Nate. You can contact myself. You can contact any BASF business representative or Ag Solutions advisor. You can go to BASF.com or you can go to ZitavoSoybeanSeed.com and get more information also.
Well, appreciate the time, gentlemen, here during this segment, and we'll let you go. Jeff, Nate, thanks for being with us here at the Farm Progress Show.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Coming up, we're not done quite yet. We're going to talk more about a new product out from BASF. We're going to talk about Sertain and a few other topics as we wrap up here from the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, with our friends at BASF here on AOA, Agriculture of America. We'll be back with more right after this.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Tracy Lawrence for the U.S. Air Force.
We all have tough choices we have to make. Life just works that way. I remember when I was getting ready to move to Nashville to pursue my dream, I packed my 10-year-old Toyota Corolla with 250,000 miles on it and hit the road. It was a tough choice, but the right one for me. If I decided to take what seemed like an easier road, I never would have achieved my dream. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk. When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms, and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And we continue here from the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, with our friends at BASF. And as we are looking to wrap up the program, we're going to talk a little bit now about various fungicides, herbicides, and a lot of the products in the lineup there for BASF. Joining us now, he is Technical Marketing Manager for Fungicides and Herbicides. Josh Putman is with us here. Josh, good to talk with you.
Jesse, thanks for having me out here at the Farm Progress Show. I tell you what, couldn't ask for better weather today.
It sounds like it might get a little toasty in the afternoon, but beyond that, clear skies and a lot of folks walking around here today, which is a good thing. It'll been a lot of activity here in the BASF tent today, which is always good. A
lot of traffic yesterday when the event opened, and the traffic I would say today is comparable, if not a little bit heavier here this morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm sure it's a good opportunity for you and other folks on the BASF team to talk about products that are available. And for you on the fungicide, herbicide side of things, I know you're going to be on a panel here in just a little bit, and talk about that a little bit, and then I know we can kind of rope in with that Certain, one of the newest products out from BASF.
Yeah, so really excited to get to sit on the panel here at the Farm Progress Show. We came up with a title where we're going to discuss diversifying our management strategies with weed resistance on the rise. And so obviously weed resistance is on the back of every grower's mind. It's certainly always a problem to consider. But one thing that we're really excited about here at BASF is our herbicide, corn herbicide portfolio in particular, which is what I'm here going to talk about today. And the main product that we're really focusing on here at this event is Certain herbicide. So Certain herbicide is our newest product, which we received EPA registration this last February. The states followed that, and this past year we were able to get a good amount of demo product out, so retailers and growers were able to get their hands on this product, get to touch it, feel it, experience the product. So the one thing about Certain that we're really excited about is it's a combination of two active ingredients, and that being Kixor herbicide and Zidua SC, also known as saflufenacil or pyroxasulfone. The saflufenacil is actually encapsulated in what we call a solid encapsulation technology, okay? And that's the first of its kind on the marketplace. So what that does is with that encapsulation technology is we are able to apply this product as a pre-merge and extended that application window up into the V3 timing of corn. So we consider it a pre up through that delayed post timing, allowing growers to expand that window to help control weeds. You know, in addition to that, Sertain's bringing a residual punch controlling 79 key broadleaf and grass weed species. And then the flexibility that this product brings ultimately, you know, offering growers the flexibility to tank mix various herbicides that fit their operation, as well as mixing with liquid fertilizers, extremely friendly when it comes to liquid fertilizer early in the season. Get your residual out there to help build that barrier before your post products are to go out.
It's important to have good products in the plan. You know, we were talking about that in the last segment. We got a lot of, you know, weed resistance that showed up out there, things like that. And I mean, whether we're talking soybeans, corn, wheat, canola, you name it, cotton, everything. I mean, there's different challenges that we have out there, and you need a good fungicide, herbicide program to help fight some of those challenges, right, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. So it doesn't matter what pest we are talking about. It can be anything from below ground pests like your corn rootworm up into your weeds, which have become resistant to various herbicides above ground, and then even into our disease and disease management strategies have changed a little bit due to certain diseases becoming resistant. So we are really fortunate to have a group of folks here at BASF that are striving to always push that portfolio to help us with resistance management strategies and ultimately help better the overall IPM strategy for growers.
Beyond Sertain, what are some of the other products that you are excited about, you know, especially as we're starting to make decisions for next year?
Yeah, so we're really excited about Sertain. As I said, Sertain is our brand new pre-merge herbicide. But in addition to that, Sertain is going to be that foundational layer for your pre-emerge program. You know, with or without atrazine or other products, this product is doing tremendous by itself. But certainly, atrazine is another mode of action to help combat resistance. And then above and beyond that, we have products for our post applications. And our go-to product is Status Herbicide, really bringing that fast knockdown and layering on a residual type product with that, and that being Zidua SC or pyroxasulfone. The ultimate goal is to get your pre-emerge herbicide out early in the season. And then from there, when you apply your post-emerge product early, when that corn is at that V2 to V5, V6 timing, you're throwing in another residual to help give you more cushion, ultimately getting that corn canopy closer to canopying so that we get the shading effect, ultimately keeping our weed species at bay.
Got about a minute here. Final thoughts you'd want to reiterate to folks or anything else you want to mention in the lineup from BASF?
Yeah, really excited about our entire corn portfolio. So we offer a new rootworm protection product called Narisma Insecticide. We're really excited about that. So if you're in a high rootworm type pressure, contact your local BASF about Narisma Insecticide. Certainly keep Sertain and Status in your herbicide front of mind for weed resistance and problematic weeds like Palmer and water hemp, kochia, those types of weeds. But certainly keeping keeping your minds open to our fungicide portfolio, and in corn, that's Veltima. And then we have our Revi-Lock products for soybeans. So really excited about our portfolio here at BASF.
And I think at the end of the day, you mentioned it, contact your local BASF representative, BASF.com. A lot of great ways to get in touch if you have questions for what's going to work on your farm locally, right, Josh?
Absolutely. Contact your local BASF rep. That's the best plan of attack.
Absolutely. Josh Putman with BASF. Josh, good to talk with you here at the Farm Progress Show. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse.
Awesome. And with that, we are up against the clock. We're out of time here today on AOA. And thanks to BASF for hosting us here during day number two of the Farm Progress Show. A lot of great products, a lot of great insights, and some good key reminders, I think, as we're thinking about making decisions for 2025 already. We're out of time. We'll be back for day three of the show tomorrow here from Boone, Iowa. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening to AOA.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 74% of young producers said they get their most important agricultural information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you're in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for